Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. The latest attempt to lower property taxes in Nebraska faces an uncertain future as lawmakers squabble over whether or not it would hurt K-12 public schools that rely heavily on the revenue. Lawmakers debated the measure for about 3 hours yesterday, but they failed to reach a vote before they adjourned for the day. A leading supporter says she believes there are enough votes to pass the complex bill, but cautioned lawmakers need more time to discuss and understand everything it does. Lawmakers in South Dakota passed a bill that would make texting and driving a criminal offense. The House law allows a fine of $100 for highway drivers who text. The bill would apply the ban to all roads and anyone using mobile devices for social networking sites. It would increase violations to a criminal offense, punishable by 30 days in jail and a fine of $500. In Des Moines, a House panel tabled a bill yesterday that would ban Iowa health care providers from trying to change a child's sexual orientation or gender identity. The House State Government Committee chair says people on both sides of the issue raised too many concerns about the proposal to advance it ahead of this week's legislative deadline. Health officials in Nebraska are looking to a possible case of mumps at a school in Northeast Nebraska. The Northeast Nebraska Public Health Department sent a letter out this week to parents and the Laurel Concord Coleridge School District about the contagious disease. They recommend young people be immunized against the mumps. They also said women who are pregnant and people with weakened immune systems are at increased risk of complications from the mumps. The possible case in the school district has not been confirmed yet, according to health officials this morning. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.